Good morning. We'll give it a couple minutes. There's not a whole lot of people on, or less than usual. We will go ahead and get started. My name is Chris Walker with the Corps. This is the March 1 at FPOM meeting, and we will start with introductions. Who do we have from NIMS on the line?
Good morning, this is Lance.
I think Lance and I spoke at the same time, sorry.
Yeah, I heard Lance and Melissa.
Dan Peckett, William Hatchery.
Who do you have from Fish and Wildlife Service?
Marion Force.
Colby Gonzalez, McKenzie Hatchery.
Right over at South Panama.
What was that? I couldn't quite make that out.
Red at South Panama.
Oh, thanks, Brett. Anyone from Fish and Wildlife Service? BPA? It looks like we have a few more joining. So we'll go back again. Whoever from ODFW that just called in, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Kelly. Sorry to be late. Kelly Reese.
And I see on my screen Jeff Ziller from ODFW and Ryan Couture, if they're not on yet.
Yeah, I'm here. Ryan.
Okay. All right. Anyone from Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde?
Yeah, Lawrence Schwab is on. Morning, Chris.
Okay, we'll move on to Core folks. Walnut Valley Project.
Hey, Chris. This is Chad Helms.
Good morning, everybody. This is Doug Garlitz.
Okay. Water management. Okay. All right. Fish field unit.
Hey, Chris Everdy, this is about Wertheimer. I'll be on the phone until 10:40. I'm getting a crown, and I got to go back in and finish up the procedure. Over.
Patricia Madsen.
Anyone from PME? Okay. I see Tammy Mackey. On.
Hey, Chris. Dave Trachtenberg for PME is here.
Oh, hey, Dave. Anyone else I may have missed? Okay. I'm going to share my screen.
Chris Lynette on.
Selena Hart, Water Management.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong screen. Gotta get the right screen up. Do you guys see an agenda? Someone want to give me a thumbs up? Alright, I assume everyone can see the agenda. We'll get started. Approving minutes from February's meeting. Received comments from ODFW. Those will get incorporated into the final minutes. Didn't receive comments from anyone else. So we'll approve those unless there are folks that still need time to comment. All right, moving right along. Surprisingly, there were no action items for this month's meeting. So we'll move on unless someone can think of something that we may have missed. Okay. Moving on to updates, North San Diego, I'm Greg.
All right, up in Marine Forks, everything is going well. All the 2021 Chinook have been ponded, feeding well, and the mortality is low so far, so everything's going well up there. Down at Minto, hoping to release our first group of Chinook next week. Winter steelhead collection, we've had 33. The latest Bennett counts I saw were through the 20th of the month, and they had 168. Fish-wise, everything's going well. A little bit on the operation maintenance side. We've had three of the four AWS gates shut the last couple of weeks. Just, I don't know if we're clogging the screens or whatever already, but just the screen cleaner just can't keep up with it. So I think once we release some of these molds and take the water pressure off, we'll be able to open those back up. Start next week with mobilization. Hopefully they're going to start working on replacing the fire-damaged building on the east side of the property and replacing fence and guardrail, which will be nice. The only other real maintenance, Detroit crew is working on the compressor cooling system. The heat exchanger for the compressor had a hole in it. We were able to purchase a new one, and they're working on installing that. So other than that, we are good.
Thanks, Greg. Any questions or comments for Greg?
Hey, Greg and Chris, this is Bob. So we're working on coordinating a flush and flow for that release. Chris, you said there's a couple meetings later today. I wasn't tracking. Are those water quality meetings? Over.
Yeah, there's a flow management kickoff meeting for conversation season today. Thought it might be a good chance to talk about that a little bit. Also mentioned to Greg earlier, outflows right now look decent, and I looked at the schedule. They still look decent for when he plans on releasing. The question will be what kind of flows occur afterwards, and we can talk about that maybe later today if there's time in terms of feasibility. So it was a request from ODFMW in terms of feasibility. It wasn't an official request, but kind of a nice to have. And good for fish.
Yeah, no, thank you for that update, Chris. My other question goes back to Greg. Greg, do we do any hazing? And I should know this answer. We've had some issues with predation at some of our John Day Mint releases where we've had different avian predators moving in. Have we seen a change in predator prey composition with the avian birds?
We always get the plethora of bird answers. I think Brett will probably talk about it in his update. We got a couple of airmen, and then we're going to deploy a little floaty. And it, you know, obviously pushes them down river, but at least they're not sitting right in our ladder eating them. But hopefully if we get a little flush and get them out of there, they'll be okay.
Yeah, no, thanks for that update. We haven't seen any white pelicans yet, though, have we? Because they've been spreading down the main stem Columbia River. So I'm just wondering if we've seen them yet in the wild. Over.
No, I think the hunters here think they're snow geese, so we're okay.
Thanks, Greg.
Any other questions or comments for Greg or North San Diego related issues? Okay, we'll move on to the cell scenium. Brett.
Yeah, fish health is okay. We've had one trough of our steelhead fingerlings that has been kind of just had a little bit of cold water disease. So we decided to treat the one trough with some medicated feed before they go outside middle of next month. We're almost done with our spring Chinook juvenile releases. We had some of your research staff come pick some up yesterday for some studies, I guess, at the Green Peter. And I think Greg is going to come pick some up for another study on Friday. And then next week we'll send those out, hopefully with the steelhead. We had the same kind of issue. We had probably more mergansers than I've ever seen here before, but we were able to get kind of some floaties, I guess, if you will, out there. We had a little shark and a little dragon thing and kind of tied them on some ropes, and they get some movement out there and a presence out there, and it kind of at least moved the birds off a bit and gave the fish a chance to get themselves orientated after coming out of the release pipe and at least stand a fighting chance. So we're going to repeat that operation here next, once we start releasing our steelhead, which says hopefully next week we'll sample those guys next week after we clean ponds on Monday, and if they're ready to go, we'll let them out. We had our first trout release. We were able to make it to 2.2 fish to the pound. Fortunately, though, our pump that we have on site is not quite adequate. It's a older 6-inch Nielsen pump, and thank goodness the guys kind of caught it early, so we didn't damage very many fish. We stopped, went ahead and put those fish back in the pond, started over, hand-loaded the truck, and then big thank you to McKenzie Hatchery. We were able to borrow their fish pump, so we have that on station right now. It's got a bigger housing on it, the Magic Valley 6-inch pump, and we're going to start today trying to get that set so we can use it for next week's trout release. At Foster, we kind of slowed down on our winter steelhead returns, but we did have a little push of fish over the weekend, so we had 14 swim in, and for a total of 21, so for the season, so that's looking up. Not totally official yet because we didn't have a brood pond set up, but we did actually get our first summer steelhead. We had three summers in the trap yesterday. We just put them back in the pre-sort for now, and we're going to get a brood pond set up and get set up to inject those adults with antibiotics and get that process started here. Get those guys in the pond towards the end of next week. Feel like we better start saving those, looking at the false counts. Hopefully that'll pick up, but they're still just kind of trickling. As far as maintenance goes, the Foster maintenance staff, they're pretty much done with the repairs on the post-sort side, with the exception of the treatment valves. They just got done with the repairs on the crowding channel crowder, so that's not sticking anymore, so that'll be good. They're working on the hopeful, I guess, remedy on the treatment valves. The electrician kind of bench tested kind of theory, if you will, with the relays, and it looks like the idea is going to work. They also found some faulty wiring down in the pit that they're going to work on a little bit. Unfortunately, this week they had a crane operation and they were finishing up some PMs. So they're pretty busy this week, but next week it's going to be a priority, and we'll kind of know if it's going to work or not then. And that's about all I have. Over.
Thanks, Brett. Any questions or comments from folks?
Hey, Chris, this is Greg. Brett kind of mentioned a study. I'll give you guys a quick update. I had a friend that back in high school that had been contracted through the Navy. And he's in charge of looking at mortality up on the ranges that the Navy does off the southwest Alaska. And they used to think that most of our fish were on-shelf migrators, but they're finding out that may not be the case. So they're going to radio satellite JSAT tag 100 of our smolts. I'm going to take them down to Astoria on Friday. We're going to take them out to the mouth of the Columbia on the NOAA boat and let them go. And they're going to track these fish as they migrate up. And turn into adults up there and kind of track where they are and what timings and where they go, and maybe start altering where where they do their testing and maybe get a little bit of collateral damage out of the way on our Chinook. So that's kind of what's going on with that study.
Thanks for that update. Any other questions or comments, I guess, for South San Diem right now? Or anything else, but...
Hey, Brett, this is Bob. You gave a huge update. Thank you so much. I probably missed it in there because I'm in my car. Did you give an update on the winter steelhead at Foster, what numbers you received? Over.
Oh, yeah, I did. We finally had a few fish move over the weekend, so we had 14 yesterday in there, so giving us a total of 21 for the season.
Hey, thanks for that update. And then as well, when you were talking about trout, with the issue that you had, this ultimately, though, the FLR that you produce is going to show the number that got delivered. So I just want to confirm that for the trout contract. Over.
Correct, yeah. We went ahead and, like I said, we just put a couple hundred pounds on, found out that our pump was dinging them. So we went ahead and stopped, obviously, and put those fish back in the pond on the other side of the crowder that we had, you know, so we wouldn't be re-pumping those or reloading those fish, and then we started over. So yep, you got the FLR will basically show what we put in the lake.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for the update. Over.
Anything else on the South San Diem? All right, moving on to the McKinsey. We'll start with Colby.
Hey guys, everything's going pretty good here right now. We've had the 21s outside for a while. They've taken off. They're eating good. Everything's healthy so far. The 20s, we finished up our second release. Everything seemed to be good there. We got the third and final release going right now. And there was an early migration there with the volitional release, with some good water. The water's kind of, it's cut in half. So we had about 15 CFS fish were wanting to move. It's at seven, just under seven right now. They kind of slowed down a bit, but we got a couple weeks left to let them go. It looks like they're predicting some rain. So, as far as the merganser thing goes too, yeah, we got mergansers. They weren't really there on our first release, and they weren't really there until about middle of the month last month. So they're a problem. We don't have anything that we're trying to scare them out with besides ourselves. We're just going down there, spending quite a bit of time down there, keeping them out of there. The rest of our time we're spending pretty much upgrading our adult ponds, getting some shade cloth stabilized for our adult ponds, getting our ladders ready, and just anticipating hopefully a good adult return. That's about it.
Questions or comments for Colby and Kinsey? All right, we'll move on to the Cougar Fish Facility.
Chris, not a lot to report on up at Cougar yet. We opened the facility a couple weeks ago back on March 10th. So far, we have not captured any bull trout, just a few rainbow trout. I think last I heard there are at least 2 to 3 pit-tagged fish bull trout below the dam right now, so hopefully we'll get those guys captured and move back upstream. So that's all I have. I guess maintenance wise, no outstanding maintenance issues that I'm aware of. I don't know if Todd's on the line or not, but that's all I have.
All right, questions? Moving on to the Middle Fork, Willamette Hatchery, Dan.
Okay, everything at the hatchery is on schedule and just normal operations for this time of the year, feeding all the fry. All of our smolts are gone from up here. Lots of rainbow liberation started this month, so we've been busy 3-4 days a week with our truck gone or trucks in here hauling rainbow. But all the sizes were met, and we're getting all the allocations out. As far as Dexter goes, we did a release last Monday. Would be our next to last group of Chinook going out. Friday, we'll release a steelhead out of Dexter, and then the 15th, we will do the last group of Chinook out of there. And we have some maintenance to do on the ladder. A lot of the boards are starting to get rotten, and every year it seems like we're replacing one or two sections. And Doug ran some water down it this week and said there's at least two sections that got to be replaced. So we will send a crew down there in the next week or two and get that ready and get it rebuilt before we start moving fish down there in the middle of May. We're about a month, 5 weeks away from starting the clip, and so start moving fish down there. That's about it.
Thanks, Dan. Any questions or comments?
Hey, Dan, it's Bob. I just want to make sure chores for next year. Could you speak to that, and has there been any additional losses that have occurred? You know, we're short on brood up front. If you kind of speak to the numbers or where we're at percentage-wise, that's okay. Over.
Yeah, we are, you know, the brood took a serious hit this year with the hot temperatures and low numbers, and so we're probably roughly 40% short. We won't really know any numbers and accurate numbers until after marking. But as far as loss after ponding, everything is status quo. It was just bad eggs and bad adults.
Thanks for the update, Dan. I just want to make sure everyone's tracking when we get in next year, because there's RME needs, there's the mitigation needs. So I just make sure everyone's tracking. Thank you.
You bet.
Any other questions for Dan? Okay, Fall Creek.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug. Fall Creek has not opened yet. Because of the pool elevation, we cannot open that facility. Typically don't open that facility till we hit pool 4-bay pool elevation of 740. We got up to 728. We are trying to work through operational bugs to get the facility opened at this low head over the fish horns, which source the water for the facility. So we are scrambling to get a log boom in place and potentially do a low head opening of the facility. Maintenance-wise, everything's ready to go. Just waiting to get these ox bugs figured out. Safety, mainly safety issues. And that's it.
Questions on Fall Creek? All right, moving on. Next item, bull trout and Oregon chub. I didn't see Greg Taylor on chat or Doug. I didn't know if you had any updates on that.
Yeah, I don't. I think last I heard that the contract stuff's moving forward, so.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure about the chub. I was going to attend the chub meetings this afternoon and at least try to touch base with everybody.
All right, thanks for that. Moving on to research updates or the fish facility design work group. I don't know if there's anyone on that can update on that. The only thing I thought I'd come across email was that the next WIF dog meeting was canceled for April, but I'd have to verify that just so folks are aware. Okay, moving on to water quality updates and flow updates. Selena or someone else?
Yeah, so we have a full management meeting this afternoon, so we'll go into detail, but overall, we're in another drought this year. I'm calling it a mega drought because we're worse off than we were last year, and as you know, we're delaying refill at Cougar and Fall Creek for the injunction, so that's that much less water we have in the system. Overall, we're maintaining minimum throughout the basin, trying to aid refill in the locations where we're trying to spill operations, so trying to improve lookout point off refill with Hills Creek water. We're just, you know, really struggling with the dry conditions and dry outlook. But we've been very successful with meeting the injunction operations and various water quality requirements. So I'll go into more detail this afternoon. I was noticing some temperatures starting to increase, but, you know, we don't have management at those locations as a, because of, you know, cool elevations and operational capability for temperature management. So that's really what I've got for right now.
Thanks, Selena. Any questions for Selena?
My only question, Chris, regarding the flush on the North San Am. I was just reading that email. I don't know if it's couldn't you talk about that during this meeting or the fund management meeting or via email.
I mean, if you have any initial thoughts, I think it's fine to bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's I guess we're releasing about 1,500 right now. I guess that wasn't that was requested, but only 1,400, or was there an additional source of water that was requested? I think I get that.
Yeah, there was a pulse, but it wasn't defined really, and maybe we can work on that. My thought was current outflows are looking pretty good for a fish release. I mean, in my mind, they're close enough to 1,400. Greg might have a different opinion, but I thought current outflows look good for minnow releases, but didn't know the feasibility of increasing flows for however many hours or a day or so to flush fish out. And we can, you give me your...
Yeah, I mean...
Go ahead.
Yeah, if there's a need for more flow, we can discuss. I will say that, you know, we're trying to refill Detroit for the fill operation that we, you know, wanted to start on the 1st, as soon as we got the fill across, and it's just drying out. So ideally, to improve refill, I'd want to reduce outflows, but that's something that we need to discuss as the collective, where our priorities are. But it's manageable, just need to know what the priorities are for the water.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we can talk about it later. I know in previous years there was kind of a range of flows that were good for minnow releases, so there might be some flexibility there. And then not really sure about what kind of flushing flow we may want or if it's feasible. But we can talk about it later.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Selena? Okay, I got a chat. Yeah. Okay, we'll move on. BPA updates. I don't know if there's anyone on from BPA.
Chris, this is Kelly. Can I give a quick pinnipet update? Is this when we would normally do this?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I guess it's that time of year, and Bob will know better. I think it's that time of year where we need to put the pinniped back on this agenda. It sounds like around March 25th last year is when they first saw pinnipeds below Willamette Falls again, and they last did a survey from Willamette Falls down to the Columbia on March 25th of this year, observed one Steller sea lion and one California sea lion up around Willamette Falls, and then a second California sea lion down by the St. John's Bridge. And they haven't started trapping yet.
Thanks.
But sounds like once they set the traps, they're ready to go.
Bob, anything to add or anyone else?
Yeah, I'll add on to that. Hey, thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate the update there. Let me just speak to Bonneville. Right now, like you're saying, the fish are starting to show up, so with that moves the predators. We've got roughly about 10 stellar sea lions. We've seen some bachelor bands of California sea lions roaming around. We had a group of about 20 roll up. They didn't find that much food, so they pulled out. But once we had 20 animals at Bonneville is when we do our predation estimation. So we're anticipating next week. And then, like you stated, they're prepping for trapping for removals. So the season's kicking on. The fish are showing up. Appreciate the update, Kelly. I'll take any questions.
All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to the HGMP buy-up terms and conditions. What I have here is in regards to counts. I don't have any count updates. Bob or whoever else is in the know, you guys have anything?
We're scheduled for Leeburg to start 1 May. Jeff, I know Ashley's been doing some work there. Steven's in the field this week for avian down in the estuary. Do you have an update for how we're doing at Leeburg right now? Sorry to put this on you. Over.
No, I don't. We're still trying to work on getting the software to work properly, and the hardware for that matter. The there's been a lot of back and forth on what kind of a hardware update we need to install down there and and who's going to do it. So right now we're starting to worry a lot about whether or not we're going to have an operational system for tracking those, especially the wild fish in May. And so it's we're getting down to the wire and not really getting a lot of good solutions out there.
So Jeff, just so can I add here, this is Bob. Steven's in the field this week, like I said. We're getting ready to report, provide more support down there. So perhaps a joint site visit with people on site, Ashley, Steven, perhaps myself might be beneficial. Is that something you think would be helpful?
Possibly. I guess I'd like to know that I know EWEB has sent out a request to the Corps to kind of express how you expect to proceed with the potential upgrades on the counting equipment, and hasn't heard back yet. So I guess we're kind of a little bit in limbo right now on what is coming down the pipe for fish counting at that station. We need to have some solutions laid out, and I think that might be more than just a site visit. I think it might be some negotiation between ODFW, EWEB, and the Corps.
Yeah, no, thank you for that, Jeff, and I agree. I think the point we're at this year is we were waiting to see if the interim fixes would take hold, and if we could limp through or get through this season while working on the broader negotiation concurrently. So I think that's where we're at. I just want to make sure, like you said, at 1 May, we've got an operational system and we're counting Springers for our SOP. Over.
Right. I'm a little bit surprised also that you have 1 May as a start date. I thought it was the 1st of April.
We may have some flexibility there, but when we negotiated, because we talked about up front setting out a scope of work, the periods we're going to cover, the species we're going to cover, the timing we're going to cover. I got to go back if I'm misspeaking, maybe 1 April, and we can revisit that, because like I said, Stephen, I just allocated him 1 week down to the estuary this year, and then coming back to support hatchery as well, QA as well as fish counts here. So we can follow up with you after on this one. I think I got an action item, Chris.
We have fish over Willamette Falls already, and a lot of those early fish are wild fish, and They don't take more than a couple weeks to get into to Leeburg Dam. So that's those fish coming over in March. Obviously, those numbers will start increasing quite a bit here in early April, and we need to have that counting equipment going in April.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jeff. Yeah, it's an exciting time. I hear you.
Thanks.
All right. Jeff, any update on the Leeburg sorter?
Sure, I can give a little quick update. We did do a couple of major things over the winter. One is we pulled in a power line under the parking lot so that we have a power station right at the sorter. No new overhead line. That was good. We also we'll have the power box installed probably sometime in mid-April or so, and we'll be able to just have a little short bit of extension cord for the pump going to that box rather than having, you know, 250 feet of extension cord going into the E-Web power supply. We also have got the right bank fish ladder exclusion gates being built right now by the by a contractor for us. Those should be ready to go by the installation date, which it's probably going to be toward the end of May when we put the grates in and get things ready for running the sorter around the 1st of June. We also, right now we're in the, we have a recruitment going on for four positions to run the sorter 7 days a week starting on June 1, and that those will probably run through about mid-July, and that way we get the maximum number of fish removed during the most efficient time to actually be running the sorter. That's it.
Thanks, Jeff. Anyone have
any questions?
Go ahead.
Well, I just was wondering if there were any questions on that.
Oh, gotcha.
This is Melissa. I do have some questions.
Go right ahead.
The exclusion rates are a little bit of a surprise to me. You talked about them being different.
You were kind of broken up, Melissa. What was that?
I was just saying that the exclusion gates are a little surprising to me. Lance and I had talked about that and had talked about a little bit of a different approach at Leeburg. So if you could call me offline, that'd be great.
Sure.
All right, anything else on that? Moving on. Next item is in regards to a term and condition for the three-year report due sometime in 2022. Lance requested that I add this back to the agenda just so it's on our radar. Probably should talk about that sometime as to how we plan to get that out. The buyout states that it'll be ODFW in collaboration with the Corps, and so we'll just have to discuss that in the near future as to how we want to approach this.
Chris, this is Kelly. Who's the lead? I'm coordinating at our end. So who's the core lead? You?
That'd probably be myself.
Okay, we can touch base.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to hatchery contracts. So, the first being for Willamette Hatcheries. Currently, I'm working on a modification to the contract that would allow ODFW or layout work to outplant above Green Peter Dam. I was hoping that that would be awarded before this meeting, because I also plan on getting the smaller group together next week to discuss further details as to planning and how we plan to accomplish what we need to in regards to outplanting fish above Green Peter Dam. A lot going on that front. Our folks have been working with real estate from BLM. We've also had discussions with Justina Natural Resources for access to their land. At this point, the only update I really have is that it appears Justina is open, or it sounds like they're going to allow us access for outplanting fish. However, they still haven't given access for any R&E activities, so we're still working those discussions on that front. Any questions on that? Okay. Moving on to trout production. I don't really have an update. Just know that releases are ongoing. Bob or whoever. We've talked about it a little bit already, but not sure if there's anything else to add. Okay, moving on to coordination notification forms. There weren't any new forms that were sent out for this month's meeting. I had planned on sending one out before I sent the agenda out, but didn't get around to it. So you'll be seeing something your way in regards to flows at Fern Ridge sometime soon. Moving on to task group / PDT updates. So the one we have on here is in regards to the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Measures PDT. And I did receive an update from Catherine. I don't know if she managed to make it on the phone. So I will just give her update. Yeah, I don't see her. And I think I closed the file. Give me 1 second, just gotta pull up her update. Sorry. The WebEx is getting in the way of my screen to find the email. Anyway, I will just send the update via email because I can't seem to pull it up really quickly. So we'll move on. And if I find it before the end of the meeting, I'll pull it up. All right, last item, I guess it's now, pretty much, is the fish operations plan. The plan for this year will be published to the web very soon. We typically publish it before April 1st, so that's in the next couple of days. And that's all I have for this item and anything else. Any questions, comments on that, or anything else that we've talked about? All right, I guess we'll chat next month and have a good morning and afternoon.
You too. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website at www.webex.com.